Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Do you cheat at board games, Katie Cap?
I mean, maybe when I was younger and then my grandma shamed me over and over, and you learn your lesson, right? But I think everybody goes through that phase of where they want to win. You know, then they learn cheating doesn't ever pay off.
I do it all the time.
Do you really? I never learned that lesson. Did you, Jer?
And it's funny because specifically at one game, and there is this story out this morning talking about the amount of people that cheat at Uno.
Oh, I can see that.
Uno is one of my favorite games. Yeah. I'm not a huge board game guy. You know, they annoy me, whatever. But if we sit down with a couple cocktails and play some Uno, you've hooked me for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a large number of people who actively cheat at Uno, drawing three cards instead of four, playing multiple cards instead of one.
Oh, maybe, yeah, when you discard?
So
yeah.
That's me.
Like, do you?
So if you got a yellow card, you know, I'll take a stack of like three in the way I hold them, and then I'll set down three with the yellow card on top.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, people are so, yeah.
Hiding cards, playing a six instead of a nine. A lot of people just say it's cheating is actually a fantastic way to remain friendless, they said.
I was going to say, people, like, Uno gets you so competitive. Like, all
it
of a
does.
Sudden, you're not family anymore. You don't even like these people. Like, you, at all costs, you will go down. Like, that's how it is with Uno.
I'm also the a-hole who holds on to all of the draw four cards. And, like, he's like, boom, 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 you know, like, every time you throw one down. Or you do it so when you shuffle, if you're in charge of shuffling,
yeah.
You lay them out in there when everybody's not paying attention. So, you know, as you're going around the table, you get the draw fours every single time. So that's all you got in your hand. So
I
you
hate
can just
that. Remind me to never play
with
Uno with you.
Super competitive,
man.
With Uno. So shout out to all my Uno cheaters. Whoop, whoop. I'm in good company.
We hate you.
What else is going on? There's this great new thing floating around for the youngsters. Well, the young kids, Katie Cat.
Okay.
They say it's the best way to get things done in 2026. They're called admin nights. So what you do is you get your partner or a couple of friends together one night a week or a month even, and you do all your boring life stuff together. You do your bills. You maybe start working on your taxes. You knock out job resumes that need to be worked on.
Oh.
But you're doing it in a setting that, like, you're either at a bar or a coffee shop or in your living room with all your friends, and you just all dive in at once and get all your boring crap out of the way.
So it's adulting, but with drinks and nibblies.
Drinks and nibblies and your taxes.
Okay.
So you get wicked buzzed and do your taxes, which I highly recommend.
What could go wrong?
Highly recommend. I kind of like this, though, because we've all got the mundane, crappy stuff that we got to get done each and every day. And why not do it with a buttload of your friends?
That's how you make it better. You invite everybody you love to come and do the boring stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. I could get down with that.
Does Zoe do that? Has she mentioned that? Because she's a Z-er.
She is a Z-er.
You should ask her if she's doing these admin nights with her friends.
I know they do a lot of stuff like they get together to do stuff way more than I did with my friends. Just like little, like to watch TV shows, to, you know, go through past the Christmas holiday season was a lot of get togethers for different things. So I could see her doing something like this.
Yeah, it seems
I'll
like a heck
her.
Of a time. Okay. Seems pretty good. Coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to be diving into a topic that we only do like once or twice a year, but it's the whole what did you get in your eye? So be thinking about that. What did you get in your eye? Because we're going to want your calls and comments here in a few minutes. Now, one of the main reasons I bring this up is because of a product that I saw at Walmart just the other day. And I immediately thought of you, and I thought of you squirting this on your face.
Oh. It's not a weird visual at all.
Just
what
because
is it?
Of how into food you are and junk food and sugar. Have you seen the new containers of sour cream? So it's not like the bucket of sour cream anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's like a baggie.
Oh, I have seen
And it's
seen
got
that.
Like a nipple on the top, for lack of a better term. And you can squeeze your sour cream all over
everything. I have seen those. Yes.
Do you know that they now have those filled with brownie batter?
Oh.
Brownie batter.
Way to make it dangerous. Like,
so you basically just grab your pan at home and you grab the thing and...
You just
you
make
squirt
brownies.
It, you just squirt it in there.
Whenever you want.
And you got brownies on demand now.
It's kind of like cookie dough. Because they, you know, they've had fridge cookie dough for forever. Now they've done it with brownies.
And like, and I walked by and I saw that. I was like, damn, that's brilliant.
Yeah, why'd it take them so long?
But damn, that's dangerous too.
I will not buy it because I'm just going to, I won't even make a brownie. You will just see me like a bottle.
See, and that's, I thought about that. I was like, if I thought about getting one and bringing it into you.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I know one morning I'm going to walk past your car on the way in and you're going to be in there with like a little straw.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
This is how I start my day.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Don't judge me.